Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Christine Flowers is in the house, and Christine, I know you're an immigration attorney, you're a television pundit, you are a great author and writer, and I don't know, you have many, you wear many hats, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, darling. Great to talk to you. How's your summer been so far?
Good. It's flying by, but I'm loving this weather for sure.
I know. I love it. It's fall-like. It's beautiful.
It is. Loving it.
So it's really interesting that you started with that question because that's right in my wheelhouse. I have noticed an uptick in interviews being scheduled for our NATS clients. We call them, it's like in the business, we call them NATS, naturalization clients, people who have applied for U.S. citizenship. And I'm always very happy when, a client decides to become a U.S. citizen. I think it is the highest honor that you could pay the United States that if you live here and if you work here legally and you pay your taxes, you want to be a part of the country. And so you take that extra step to become a U.S. citizen. And it's not easy. You have to go through an exam that I would say at least 50% of Americans, if you asked the guy on the street some of the questions that are on that test, they would not know it. So it does take some kind of investment. But I will say it is interesting that for a very long period of time, it was taking a long period of time for you to go from filing your application to the point that you actually had your interview. And then if you pass your interview, the test on the date of the interview, then it was taking another couple of weeks, months, whatever, before you're actually sworn in. Because you can pass your interview, but you're not a U.S. citizen until you're sworn in and they give you that little flag and they give you your certificate. Excuse me. So I do see a definite initiative, let's say, to get people naturalized or to at least get them to their naturalization citizenship interviews. And it could be for a variety of reasons. Query, why are they doing it? Well, number one, it might simply be that they have such a huge backlog, and they did have a really big backlog, that they've just sort of assigned people in their offices to work on these cases. Why are they doing that? It could be because they do want to have people in a position where they can vote in the elections. That's one very legitimate reason. It could simply be that they want to get rid of that backlog because the naturalization cases are some of the, I don't want to say easiest, but they're the least complicated cases because someone's already been vetted. In order to get your citizenship, you have to already have your green card. You already have to have gone through a whole vetting process where they check your background and they check in your fingerprints and see what you've done. So by the time you get to the point where you qualify for citizenship, the vetting, although it should be higher because citizenship is the highest honor that you can have from this government, it's not as labor intensive. So I know a lot of people think that this initiative is to get blue voters into the polls in November, and that is a very legitimate possibility because You have to look not necessarily at the people who are going to be voting, but the people who are pushing for the acceleration of the interview process, and that is the federal government. And the federal government right now is a Democratic government, and it has a vice president who is a Democrat who is now running to be a Democratic president. And so it is legitimate to say, okay, well, that might be one motive. But I would also say that people are underestimating the independence of a lot of these immigrants who are green card holders. There are a lot of immigrants who are conservative and who, although they may not be strong Trump supporters, they are not necessarily Kamala supporters, particularly when you see what's happening at the border. And can I do like a really little detour? And I know you can jump in whenever you want on because this is your show. I'm just like going talking. But, you know, people were saying that it's not fair to criticize Kamala Harris about the border because she was vice president when that bipartisan border bill was presented and then basically, you know, was took a deep dive and was not passed. Mm-hmm. But my question is, what was she doing for the first 3 years?
Yeah.
Because that border bill came in right under the, you know, in the last few months. The first 3 years that she was supposedly the border czar, and let's be honest, she was the border czar. It is everywhere. It's in the federal register, federal record. They call her the border czar. It's in interviews. It's in print media. So she can't run away from that. What was she doing for the first 3 years that she was in office and when the flood of illegal immigration across the border reached epic proportions? What was she doing when her president decided to undo a lot of the policies that were put in place by Donald Trump to sort of stanch the flow at the border? And we can, you know, query, we can argue about the virtues of those policies, but you cannot deny that they definitely diminished the border crossings for a period of time. So, you know, let's not say, oh, well, it's not Kamala's fault that things didn't go well because she tried. She didn't try, and she didn't try hard enough until the very last minute, and I don't honestly think she had that much of a role or a hand in that bipartisan deal. It was a legislative deal. It really had very little to do with the executive.
And so you do feel that this is true, that these reports saying that they've somehow sped this up, you're seeing this on the ground because you're somebody who is, you know, in the courts all the time and dealing with people.
Oh yeah, there's definitely an uptick in interviews being scheduled in Philadelphia, in Newark, and Mount Laurel is the office for Trenton South in South Jersey, and that's where you go for your interview if you live in the counties that are south of Trenton. Trenton North, you go to Newark, and I don't go to Newark a lot for this kind of stuff, but Trenton South, there's been a little bit of an uptick, but not as much. But Philadelphia, definitely. And that is kind of interesting if you think about it, because New Jersey is a blue state. Mm-hmm. It's lost. It's already in the Kamala column, as I call it, the Kamala column with a K-O-L-U-M-N. So mm-hmm. It's already, yeah, New Jersey's never going to go for Trump. It's never going to go red. Pennsylvania is one of the keystone states, if not the most important state. Philadelphia is a huge, huge part of the state. But I'll tell you, anyone who lives in Pennsylvania who is east of the Susquehanna, they go to Philadelphia for their interviews. So you don't have to be a Philadelphian who's applying for your naturalization to go to Philadelphia. You can be in Harrisburg. You can be in Reading. You could be in the Poconos. You're going to go to Philadelphia for your interview. So it is a legitimate question to ask. And people who shoot it down as a conspiracy theory don't want to have that conversation. I'm not saying that that is the motivation and that is what is being done, because I can't get into people's heads, but it is a possibility that there is a definite push to, at the very least, have people in a position to vote in November. But I will say this again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Democrats may be very surprised when they're naturalizing a lot of these individuals. They may not be voting the way that they think or they want them to vote. They are, and I know a lot of my conservative friends say, oh, I don't believe that, Christine. I'm in the trenches, and there are a lot of immigrants who are conservative. First-generation Americans tend to be much more conservative than their second- and third-generation kids and grandkids. Mm-hmm. And people who come from Latin American countries, people from Venezuela, where they just overturned an election, you know, socialist government, people from Central America, Nicaragua, where they're jailing priests, and they're, you know, it's a fascist state down there. You know, people from Honduras, people from, these are countries that people are coming from. They are naturalizing, and they are not necessarily going to look at Democrat policies and say, oh, I like that. I don't think so. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And tell me what, lately, you always talk about riding on public transit, when you're in Philadelphia, what are you seeing? Do you see a difference with Sherelle Parker, with Mayor Sherelle Parker? I know that for the first time, for example, yes, last night, they have this newly formed task force where they're trying to involve parents and get parents involved and part of the conversation to try to, you know, give kids alternatives, improve schools and reduce violence and all of that. I mean, do you see a difference? And if so, where and what with the newer administration post Jim Kenney?
Well, first of all, and we've talked about this before, I am a cautious fan of Mayor Parker. I still like her. I was thrilled when she had people, and she didn't care. She said, you're coming back into the city. You're a city worker. You're getting paid by city taxes. You're moving your tuchus into the city to work. And I love that. I love that. Some of the other things, I wasn't, I haven't seen that much of a difference on the ground on public transportation. You mentioned, I was laughing. I was talking to Jimmy Kelly when I was waiting to come on, and on Facebook, it was like a week and a half ago, I was on the number 4 bus, which goes from South Philly to North Philly. It goes from Broad and Pattison all the way up to the Fern Rock Transportation Center. And I take that a lot. And I was taking it the other day, and there was a woman in the aisle across from me screaming at a woman behind me. She kept saying, get off the bus, get off the bus. I have no idea what triggered this, but she's like, get off the bus. And the woman behind me, who's screaming back at the woman telling her to get off the bus, she said, you touch me and you'll never get on another bus in your life because you'll be dead. I was like, oh, great, this is fun. So I took out my phone, and I surreptitiously filmed it, and I put it on Facebook, and I said, I've just seen more combat experience than Tim Walz, because it was just, it was a moment, it was a very Philadelphia moment, and it was something that I think no matter how well you try and police public transportation, and no matter how many SEPTA police you have, you are always going to have these outbreaks. And this is unusual because this is above ground. Usually this stuff happens on the subway and on the L. So I don't think she's having quite the effective impact on the ground, on public transportation, as I would have hoped. But again, where there's a will, there's a way. She's saying the right things. She's doing the right things, forcing people to be responsible and not be lazy and come to actually work. And I remember the whining. Oh, God, the whining on social media, Dawn. It was like, oh, it's just terrible that they're making me come into work. And it's, I was like, oh, my God. Do you want some cheese with that wine? It to me, it's amazing that they said, well, you know, society changed after COVID. Okay, well, COVID's basically over, so society is gonna change back. Just get in the trenches. I think about our grandparents who actually went into the coal mine, literally went into the coal mines. And my grandfather was a trash collector and fell off the back of a truck and broke his back and was on disability for a couple of months and then went right back to work. I mean, I wonder about the work ethic of people. And when I talk to you again, when we have time, I want to talk about J.D. Vance, because I'm reading his book, Hillbilly Elegy, and he is being so misrepresented mm-hmm. by left-leaning yes. media who loved him before when they thought that he hated Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at that, and it reminds me so much of my dad and what he went through, you know, very poor childhood and difficult childhood. And, you know, you make it to the point where you're a success, and society is supposed to honor that and not attack you. So... yeah. Anyway, well, when we talk again, yes. we can talk about JD.
The media is always complicit. Christine Flowers, until next time, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dawn. Take care, honey. Bye.
Oh, you too.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.